Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Week 8 was not great, folks. The black and gold Saints falling 23-3 at home to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their first NFC matchup of the year, and it did not go well. Here with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Swamp Room in Metairie. Make sure you stop by, say who dat to the Cajun Cannon. 5,400 vets in Metairie. Stop by for some wings, a good swamp burger, Cajun Cannon, or you can drown your sorrows after a tough matchup in the Dome. It started out rough right from the beginning with a turnover in the first drive of the game.
Well, I don't know. Don't you have to score to win?
That'd be good.
I mean, how many games? Maybe you can win 3-2, but you know, if you're only scoring 3 points, you have to score, and you know, nothing to write home about because our defense. Now, great goal line stance. When you look at that, that was monumental. But when you know we get a great goal line stance, then we get a pick six. You know, you
right.
You
give them a short field.
You take one step forward, two steps back, then all of a sudden you're losing 7-0. So it's just a lot of undisciplined. We have, like, you know, 8 penalties. We have still stupid penalties. We don't know how to line up. We in the NFL, we pros. They've been practicing OTAs, mini camp, training camp. You look alignment. It's amazing, and it's so frustrating when you get to that point. But the bottom line, come on. We could still be +1 and +2 might not win a game. But you're -3, how many games are you going to win when you lose the turnover margin like that? And, you know, as of late, this is not an opinion. The Bucs have had our number. The Bucs team has now won 6 of the past 7 meetings. Are we as good as the Bucs? I don't think so, as of late. You know, when you look at that, and when I do my math on that. But, you know, the bottom line is that and the Superdome has not been our best friend. The Bucs have now won 4 of their last contests played in the Superdome. I still think we're going to beat Tampa Bay. We always play Tampa better in Tampa than the Superdome. I just have
keeping
a feeling.
Keeping the faith.
Yeah, it's like when we beat Tom Brady 9-0 one time in Tampa. You remember Taysom Hill turning around the game when he blocked that punt in Tampa. So for some reason, I don't know, we don't play the Bucs, you know, good in the Superdome. It's just a track record. We played a lot of games, you know, since 1977. We've met. We have 40 wins. And now we have 27 losses. But, you know, the Bucs overall, out of all the NFL teams we've played, we have the best winning percentage against that an opponent. We had a way big lead, but not as much as of late when you see what's occurred there. But when you look at it, -3 now in the turnover margin. In the game, we -2 for the season. It wasn't that long ago. Remember, we were +5. Remember, 5 straight possessions we got to take away against the Giants. We were +5,
riding high.
And it wasn't that long ago, and now we -3. I mean, or -2 for the season. So, but you look at the magic number truly is like four right now. What do you mean, Bobby? Well, we had four turnovers today, and we had four turnovers against the Bears. So I don't know. Are we going to have four turnovers against the Rams? Well, I can tell you, you're going to get shellacked. We're not going to have a fighting chance if you have that. Now, when you look at this, what can we hang our hat on now as a Saints fan? There is no aspect of the game at which right now they truly excel. You think maybe in training camp, oh, groupie, I tell you what, I'll kick it, he don't miss. And you know, he made a kick today. I'm glad he made it where, you know, we got 3 points. But there's nothing really, what do we excel at right now? Nothing to hang our hats on. When the going gets tough, I don't know, it seems like, it can't go wrong, will go wrong. When you have something like positive go, one step back, one step forward, two steps back. But look where we at offensively. And we are struggling. This is going into the game, and we didn't do any help ourselves. 24th in the league in total offense, 29th in scoring offense. Well, you know.
That's going to drop.
Yes. So you got to score points. 19 in total defense, kind of middle pack, and then 27 scoring defense. So you look at scoring offense and defense, none to write home about. And then you look, we just in the bottom half of the league in almost every other major situational category, whether it be third down, goal line, red zone, whatever you know it might be. And you look, I had thought, look, I didn't think this would be a good run. Like, I thought best case scenario coming to the game, I thought we would be, instead of 1-6, best case, like 3-4. Okay, so you look 3-4. I didn't think that we'd beat Tampa Bay once, but I didn't necessarily think at home. So I thought we realistically, let's say if we're winning, we'd have lost today, so that'd be 3-5, 3-6. So after the Rams, is that 10 games? So we'd be like 3-7. You know, so when I look at that, the outcome on that, you know, here, because the Tampa Bay is a Super Bowl contender in the NFC like the Rams. And that's what we have on deck. So I think we're going to be 1-8. It just is what it is. I mean, I truly look at that, and which would be, you know, okay, we'll be playing like young players. We all be training in the right direction. If we're 1-8, that would be the Saints organization, the franchise, second worst start in franchise history. Whoa. Second worst start?
Let me guess. We got to go back to the Ditka days.
1-8. I don't know when it is. I know it's the second worst start in franchise history. Okay. I think Jeff Duncan had put that out there. 1-8, and that's a strong possibility. Now, it would be interesting to see. We go at Carolina, but if you even look what occurred in like the Bears game, this is why I'm talking about like four turnovers. The Saints ended the Bears game even last week is, you know. Oh, we're all injured. We're not healthy. That's why, you know, look, Tampa Bay, who's more beat up than Tampa Bay and the 49ers? And look, and they're winning. But the Saints into the Bears game is one of the healthiest and, you know, least mistake-prone teams. We were not turning over the football, if you remember. Now, as of late, yes, we have. But we were one of the most least mistake-prone teams in the league. And we had committed just four turnovers going in the Bears games, and now the last two games, what, we have eight? We got four against the Bears and four today against the Bucks. Well, obviously, that's not winning football, and we definitely not good enough where you end up winning games, or you're not even going to be highly competitive or have a chance to win. You know, like I said, right now, we're -3 in the turnover margin in the game, -2 for the season. I don't know. You'll never win. I'm not saying you, not never, that's not too strong a word, but you have 51 passing attempts. What that means, you're playing catch up. And the NFL's too good, you're not going to do anything. And to me, I'm asking Kellen Moore this on the coach's show. The game was still close, but we still, why am I not attempting to run the football? It's because we can't run. You still got to attempt to run the football to help out the young quarterbacks. We only ended up with 15 rushing attempts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, you look at Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave. We are targeting them. They had 24 targets, and that's a lot. That's almost like two games worth. So Rashid Shaheed had 12 targets. He had 9 receptions. Olave, 12 targets, 8 receptions. But Rashid only averaged a speedster to only 8.3 yards a catch. And then Chris Olave, 7.9 yards. So, come on. You want to talk about chunk plays, explosive plays? No, we had, I think, one pass play to Olave. Was it 23 yards? I want to say
28.
That was over 20 yards.
Yeah.
We just don't have any of those, and it's just so frustrating. The bright spot where I thought the crowd was into the game. And
crowd?
Yeah, there wasn't no damn 70,000 at the game. When they say 70,000, I thought I was watching a damn preseason game. I don't know. I'm telling you the truth. If you look at who was in the stands, there was a lot of frustrated empty seats. It kind of looked like the LSU game in the middle of the third quarter.
Hey.
Maybe not that bad when the fans are leaving. But if I look at something to cheer for, and this was outstanding, our goal line stands. I mean, when you look when that occurred, it's 0-0. We haven't a goal. I don't know if I haven't seen a goal line that stance like that in a long time. And to show you that the Bucs were so arrogant that they were just running the same play right up the middle. We're going to score. Remember, they had 5 attempts because remember they took the penalty.
Right.
Third and goal. I mean, it wasn't even a half a yard at times. It was like half a yard a foot. And it was fourth and goal. Stuff like 5 straight plays, 0 yards. And then y'all fired up. And, you know, we were -1 in a turnover margin at that point. Because remember, I'm going to get back to that when Rattler fumbled. You got to protect that football. He gained 7 yards, but then he got it punched out. But then, wouldn't you know, I said, oh, man, we all backed up. I hope we don't get a safety. I was thinking, like, I hope they don't get us for a safety. Then we're losing 2-0.
But wait, it gets worse.
But wait, yeah. No, it got good, though. Rattler hit Camaro plus 9 yards. So we not backed up. And then the next play, Rattler batted pass, interception by Anthony Nelson.
Right, as you would say, not so fast.
Yeah, pick 6, and we're losing 7-0. So it just seems like we turn a great thing into how in the hell we losing. You know, 7-0. So when that happened, we ended up being -2 in the turnover margin. Now, I don't even know who that cat is. I think he's like a 7-year veteran, but he's not a household name for the Bucks. That Nelson guy, I want to say he's from University of Iowa. He ended up having, 4 tackles, but 2 sacks, 2 quarterback hurries, 2 tackles for a loss, an interception, and a forced fumble. You know, it was kind of like Chase Young plus. You know how you gave the game ball to? But he's on the winning end. So when I saw that, I said, I don't know. It just seems like the ball is not bouncing our way.
And Nelson was in for an injured Hassan Reddick.
Yeah, Hassan Reddick is the household name
right. That
normally would be playing. So it shows you the depth there. With this guy Nelson, I think Nelson definitely earned more playing time. Now, I looked at this, and people are going to ask, okay, what does Coach Moore do going forward with the quarterback? I was somewhat surprised. I had thought they might wait, not necessarily at L.A. against the Rams, but more on the road at Carolina to put Chuck to start the game. But now he's gotten wet he's behind the ears. He's like, okay, I've had an opportunity now to play. And, you know, if you look at it, he was warming up in the middle of the third quarter. And I was like, whoa, he's taking snaps and he's not, looking, warming up. Like, you don't warm up like that in a sideline unless you're going in. Well, he went in with 3 minutes and 57 seconds left in the third quarter. But if you look at it, and, you know, you got to protect the football. And I think what's why Coach Moore said we needed a spark, because when you look at Spencer Rattler and that in his last six quarters, and look how well he's protecting the ball, but it's a long season. He now has four interceptions and two fumbles lost in his last six quarters, and he was sacked six times. And then just as a team, I'm telling you, we might not win another game. If we do this, eight turnovers in seven quarters. So if that trend continues against the Rams, and even at the rolling in Carolina, you ain't winning. We need to have a Giants-type game to have a chance to win, where we're protecting the football and we're taking it away. And still, the Giants game, did we blow out the Giants? No. We were plus five. That should have been a three-touchdown win. But it doesn't matter as long as you win. A win is a win. But it's very humbling. You know, we're all excited. We're starting division play. First division game, boy, can you maybe get off to a right foot and be 1-0 in the NFC South, even though we have two wins? But not so fast. Tampa Bay don't look invincible. You know, you could see how they play for Todd Bowles, how they're a Todd Bowles coach team, how they create turnovers. Look, 23-3, no, the game was not close when you look at that. And when you look, how about this cat? And the Bucks paid him. He's from the Woodlands, right out of Houston. You know, my brother lives over there. And Antoine Winfield went to University of Minnesota. They paid him. That dude is a ball hawk. You know why he's a thorn in the Saints' side? Remember the damn playoff game when Jerry Cook got stripped? Oh, yeah. And we lost the game? Well, guess who did it? Well, guess what he did to Chris Olave? Fumble recovered strip. That was Antoine Winfield. Now, when you look at, before we go to break, this is why it's so frustrating at times to be a local fan. You got a little optimism with Tulane, but what Tulane's going to do against Memphis? Okay, we have to wait and see, because they're still in the playoff hunt. I know who's not in the playoff hunt, that being the LSU not fighting Tigers. I'd have to say.
The Sleeping Tigers.
Yeah, the Sleeping Tigers, or the LSU Pussycats. I mean, whatever. I mean, you know, you want to give the fans hope. And between the Saints and LSU, you're miserable right now. And to show you how quickly things could change, that wasn't that long ago. I remember last year. Remember after two games, man, we waxed the Carolina Panthers. Remember that? We crushed them.
Sure.
Then all of a sudden, we crushed the Cowgirls. We were the number one scoring offense in the league. Then Philadelphia comes to town, and, you know, we still had a great opportunity to win that. You look what occurred at the end of that game. That's when McCoy went out, and then all of a sudden, look how the season fell apart.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look at LSU this year. Now, to show you that, I don't really know what the hell I'm talking about. Like, a number of experts don't know. Okay, we waxed Clemson Tigers. Oh, we whipped Clemson. We whipped Clemson. I said, man, even if they only had four teams in the playoffs, we'd be in the playoffs. We don't need 12. And look how far where LSU's at right now. And, you know, with Coach Kelly, much is given, much is required. He's talking smack. You know, after they beat Oklahoma last year, remember? And all he said, I'm taking receipts. You know, I'll see you in the Natty. What, you going to buy a ticket to go to the national championship? No, it is very frustrating right now for the local fans. There's no fight in the Tigers, and there's so inconsistent fight from the Saints right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.